and always a friendly reminder that no matter the trouble, things
could be worse.
Could always be worse.
Things could be worse.
Oh, yes. It is always increasingly important to maintain a proper perspective, even when you get an F rating, yet are still loved by every human on the planet.
Aww.
That's what happened to Buc-ee's. So the Better Business Bureau yesterday created some tidal waves of their own as the BBB said to Buc-ee's, we're giving you an F.
Uh-oh.
Yes, they give them an F rating, but it's not because of the bathrooms, which are stellar. It's not because of the food, which is immaculate. It's not because of the fact that they won't let trucks park there. No, it has to do with nearly 90 complaints filed against Buc-ee's over a certain amount of time that evidently have never been responded to. And that'll get you an F, according to the Better Business Bureau. And various product issues, poor or rude customer service, the inability to return certain items, Buc-ee's has not responded to this. But otherwise, they are top five in the, just came out, American Customer Satisfaction Index.
Okay.
And they beat out other major gas stations and the like and stuff like that. And they're number one in a bunch of other stuff when it comes to like fast food and things. But the Better Business Bureau hating on our Buc-ee's because people complained and they didn't get the manager.
Where is your manager?
This wasn't you, was it?
No, absolutely
okay,
not.
It's her family's first time at BUC.
I bet it was
go.
Her.
She knows.
Yeah, they're... Things could be worse.
Those Academy Awards going down this weekend in fabulous Los Angeles, where the evening will be filled with stars, limousines, golden statues, really long speeches, and hopefully 100% drone-free.
Mm.
This war in Iran kicked off. Well, all eyes are going to be on Hollywood's biggest night as law enforcement will be prepared to thwart any threat. SWAT teams, surveillance, sharpshooters, and 500 officers on standby.
Yeah, the FBI issued a whole West Coast, Left Coast warning that drone attacks could come from Iran.
Well, did you see that video that Iran put out of like thousands of drones, armed drones, like we've got a lot of them.
They don't
going
need to,
everywhere.
They don't need to do that. Trust me, of the list of Academy Award, there's a lot of bombs already there.
Oh,
hey, things could be worse. Can they be worse than that, Joe? Things could be worse. Speaking of the War Department, it is being dubbed Lobstergate. Pete Hegseth, who made a surprise appearance with Trump on the show Tuesday. We're still trying to deal with the ramifications of what that meant. Yeah, I know. Easy, Pete.
Yeah, I think he was wearing a toga. Like the whole front party thing.
The Pentagon's facing backlash over a $7 million lobster spree, in addition to other things. So a government watchdog report reveals the Pentagon, under Pete Hegseth, spent $6.9 million on lobster tails during a single month late last year. The expenditure was part of a record-breaking $93.5 billion use-it-or-lose-it spree in September that included ribeye steaks, king crab, luxury furniture, a surf-and-turf type of budget that has been spread all throughout. They spent $140,000 on donuts.
I mean...
and they got a grand piano for an Air Force resident. Nonetheless, I don't know if they're going to go back and doge the thing right there. But the Iran war, by the way, is costing an estimated $5.6 billion so far. And it's first, week and a half so far. So, Pete Hegseth has not commented on it other than just yelling at people saying, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Yeah. It's easy, Pete. Easy, Pete.
July 4th, 2026. It's a big day for America, our 250th birthday, and a group called America 250. They thought of that themselves. They'll be plunking a time capsule straight into the ground in beautiful Philadelphia. Now, this is serious business. It's designed with scientists of the National Institute of Standards and Technology will be reopened in another 250 years and filled with items from all 50 states, territories, and federal branches. So we don't know everything, and I think they're still taking suggestions.
Oh,
a few include the Rose Parade, sports memorabilia from the Major League Baseball League, and a letter in Hawaiian, mahalo.
I think we should include signs of the times and popular fads and trends. You know?
I like big buckets. That girl knows.
We should put them in there.
Yeah, I don't know if that would fit.
And staying around D.C., well, it actually was a presidential proclamation that started all of this. But I think IndyCar had something in the works anyway. Of course, we're getting ready for the Grand Prix of Arlington. And yesterday, IndyCar unveiled the Freedom 250 Grand Prix layout. Right there, coming to a race in Washington, D.C. later on at the end of the summer. So the race is going to be a road course race just like this one. And it's going to take the drivers around major landmarks. So it's basically going to look like Mario Kart.
That's what I'm saying.
By the Smithsonian, the National Archives, the Capitol Building. It'll circuit across the National Mall twice.
Oh, my.
So that'll go down August 23rd and will air on Fox. And then when it comes, finally, just in case, coming off those Olympics, you're like, man, I wish I could have competed in something and been a world champion. Well, you've got one coming up next hour to talk about. But how about this? The National Sign Spinning Championship took place this past weekend in Las Vegas, right there on Fremont Street. Participants had three things in common: focus, drive, very sad parents. But it was the 19th World Sign Spinning Championship there. And the global participants come together, and just like that person around tax time, that's dressed up like the Statue of Liberty. They're not on street corners. They're judged on technical ability, execution, and style. And it was defending his 2024 and 2025 championships. Mm-hmm. Three-timer Tyler Cartwright.
Go, Tyler!
Is your sign-spinning champion once again. That's right. He said he started out his sign-spinning career in Little Caesars. And now look at him.
But you call Big Caesars.
And you think our game's dumb.
No,
that's it. All right. It's only a matter of time before that gets concluded in the greatness. See, things could be worse, but a lot of trouble coming your way in the flashback next.